Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Texans worked out at the Methodist Training Center across the street from Reliance Stadium, and then afterwards returned over to the locker rooms and took questions from the media. The dynamic duo of quarterback Matt Schaub and receiver Andre Johnson, and Schaub talked about the matchup coming up with the Bengals.
Each week's another big game, but this one in particular was a challenge.
Well, it's a big game for us. You know, we're going on the road again, a very good football team in that place. You know, they're 4-1, and they could very easily be a one fluke play away from 5-0. So it's a tough test for us, and we're excited to go and meet that challenge.
The theme on this team seems to be quick starts defensively and offensively.
Yeah.
What can you do to change to get the quick starts, both on offense and defense?
You know, just come out and execute our game plan and execute, you know, the first series and in the first quarter. And, you know, that's all we can really go out there and do.
Well, you know, it's, you do your best run plays and what you try and execute, and it's a mindset when you get in them short yardage situations.
Coaches always say, you know,
you don't serve to win if you can't get a yard. How much does that hurt? Because two games this year, I guess one was a fumble at the end zone and this one was another 1 yard. Can you just kind of talk about how much that hurts as a player?
Well, you just see how close, you know, you were. And, you know, if you just execute to get through that hurdle, you know, obviously the other day and even before in Jacksonville, we shouldn't even been in those situations, but we were. And, you know, we have to buckle down, know that that's the difference. You know, each week in the NFL, it's one play, two plays, it's a yard. You know, it's the difference between winning and losing.
You got some new linemen, some shuffling up in there. How much do you sit down with them and try to calm their nerves? Because I'm sure they're challenging. You try to help calm them.
Well, they're guys that, you know, Chris White has played a little bit. You know, he's filled in, and you know, he played a lot in the preseason. So we have a lot of confidence in him and what he can do. He's a smart guy. And with Antoine, you know, he's a young guy, but he's eager to get in there and play well. And so we're just there's a lot on his plate, and it's just a matter of him, you know, getting down what his job is and his responsibilities, and focus on the little things and the technique and the details, and he'll be fine.
As a quarterback, what can you do to help them, I guess, is the question.
Just to make sure we're on the same page with what we're doing and the pass protections and everything. But you know, he's a smart guy, and he's got two good guys on either side of him, and Chris Myers and Eric over there, that, you know, they'll be ready.
How do you need to adjust to looking against Cincinnati, a team, especially those linebackers that really come out for the
program? Yeah, you know, they're a good group. You know, they're probably one of the best groups of linebackers, you know, in the league. And, you know, they've got good back end players, and their front four is aggressive. You know, they've got two good DNs. So, you know, it's a good challenge for us. But we're excited to go up there and play in their house and go and play well.
Andre Johnson caught two more touchdowns on Sunday in Arizona. But on the whole, the team started off slowly in the first half. He talked about what they might be able to do to make things quicker on offense.
You know, we just have to get in the rhythm. I think once we get in the rhythm as an offense, you know, it's been, you know, we're able to move the ball, and, you know, things happen well for us. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Have you thought about the fact that the Bengals are maybe like a couple plays away from being in the same position y'all are, and y'all are a couple plays away from being where they are? Have you thought about that at all? And
it's definitely something you think about. I mean, you look at, you know, you just look at games throughout, you know, the weekend, and, you know, you see a lot of crazy things happen. So, you know, you never know. You know, any play can happen, and, you know, it's a deciding factor in the game. So, you know, every play that's made on the field, you have to make it count.
I know you and Ocho Cinco are pretty close. Have y'all, do y'all talk a lot during the season, or have you talked this week?
The last text I received from him was, you know, he asked me, how does it feel to still have Johnson on the back of your jersey? So that's the last time, you know, I had a chance to talk to him, but I'm pretty sure I talked to him sometime this week.
SI had a poll of about 300 players. I was mentioning it to you. And they listed you as one of the top five most underrated players in the NFL. What does that mean to you?
Like I said, that's what I have you for. I don't read that type of stuff.
Okay.
No, I'm just playing. You know,
the players think highly of you. You just don't get the publicity maybe that you deserve.
I really don't worry about it. You know, I just try to let my play do the do the talking. I really don't worry about, you know, I really don't worry about what everyone else thinks. You know, I just go out and play, and, you know, as long as I'm satisfied with myself, I'll be all right.
Well, Andre, for bragging rights, do you think the Battle of the Johnsons is going down this game?
The Battle of the Johnsons.
There's only one Johnson in the game. I don't know if it's going to be a battle. You know, we're going to try to go out and just, like Chad said, just make a show.
We appreciate you listening to this Texans Today podcast. Make sure you keep it here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about the players, coaches, cheerleaders, and more of your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.